Everybody, welcome back to the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy podcast. I'm so happy because I'm able to bring you guys another episode. You know, I'm very grateful for all the listens and the mentions. Also, you know, yes, as he's talking about his god brothers in the back, I'm joined by my co-host, Nate the Great. That's a little later, champ. But, you know, I'm just so happy to be joined by my co-host. That's where riding and getting stuff done and doing some errands, doing some father-son stuff. Love it. So now, we're just shooting the breeze for a little bit. Got to do, like, some quick errands and just jumping right into it. Yes. a little later, we're going to go to Home Depot. Can you say Home Depot, champ? That's the perfect response. Okay. All right.
Stop.
This guy.
Stop.
Why are you telling Dad to stop? What did I do? I know. Home Depot was boring. A little later, we're going to go look at toys. You want to go look at toys? You don't want to look at excavators? You don't want to look at backhoes? You don't want to look at skid steers? You just want Isaac and Caleb? You're just saying no to say no, champ. You just said no. Then you said yes. Okay. Ain't cool. So I was surprised with like an impromptu bachelor party. And with the impromptu bachelor party yesterday, it was one of the best times where my brother-in-law, my godbrother, they took me to, whatchamacallit, they took me to, Mission Barbecue, and then we went to my favorite place, and I think, like, also, this is my palace of wisdom, which is the Game is Afoot. So, it's a arcade up in Warrington, PA, and the premise of it is that you pay a certain amount of dollars, and you get, like, carte blanche to play any game that you want. Like, everything's on free play. So, I played Tekken 4, also played
Yes,
I did. Also played pinball, House of the Dead. No, I didn't play House of the Dead. I played Time Crisis because we got there a little later, but it was just worth every moment. Oh, my child, I love you. So, I was just picking some of the cabinets and I was just scrolling through because I think it's like Pandora's Box is one of the PC emulators where it literally has almost every single legitimate release and license for a video game. I don't know how it has it, but it has it. So, in Pandora's Box, I was just scrolling through the Game Boy Color games, and one game that I'm definitely going to pick up to play and add to my whatchamacallit, made it, as in the words of Chris Jericho, you just made the list! The game that I'm going to add is Mega Man Extreme because, again, I love the Mega Man X series. I wasn't a big fan of the original Mega Man games, even though I grew up a huge, huge, huge fan of the cartoon. I'm probably going to try some of the older Mega Man games. I have, like, Mega Man 2 and have a couple other games on the Nintendo Switch online, but I think one game really stuck out to me, and that was Power Quest. And I've talked about the game ad nauseum. What's that, champ? That is the Hulk. Hulk smash! But Hulk also is responsible. Hulk doesn't hit people. Nathan doesn't hit people either. We figure out things with logic and reason. So, yes, it is Poopa Stink. So, I'm playing Power Quest, right? So, I'm just like,
Hulk.
It is the Hulk. I'm just playing it last night, and I'm just like playing it a little bit.
That's a hawk.
That is a hawk. And I'm realizing one thing. I'm like, wait, this is a Game Boy game. And I have pictures and video of. Yes. When I used to play it, when I played Street Fighter 2 when I first went to the Games of Foot. I played Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy on it, and it was like a choppy mess. It was just like, wait, this game is not meant for arcade stick. This game is only meant for, you know, the Game Boy pad. If that, you know, you have to have a pad. But a funny little thing happened when I'm playing it. Playing Power Quest for the Game Boy Color. And it's, you know, arcade stick, you know, the buttons are like kind of like flip-flop where... six button layout. Let's say 1, 2, 3, 3, 3 up top, 4, 5, 6. So 1 and 2 are B and A respectively. I'm sorry, A and B, but they're flipped. So yes. Whatever keeps you occupado. Whatever keeps you occupado. Jesus is Lord. But I'm playing it, and then I'm like, wait, you know. I'm like tapping the buttons. I'm like, whoa, this is not only beyond responsive, like you can actually play this on an arcade stick. And I think that to me sold the deal with how I felt about Power Quest. And I was just like, I had to change my tune. I think, like, I hate to say it, but just like with the responsiveness of the controls, even though there's not, you know, unfortunately, you know, too many characters, and it's like a action fighting game RPG with, you know, action elements and a story. I'm like, this might be the best fighting game for the Game Boy because it's so responsive. It's actually more it's more responsive and better, and it does more Capcom things than a Capcom fighting game. And I was just like, whoa. This is insane. I did not think that. And I was just playing. I'm like, wait, this is so smooth. I can easily do the supers. There was no hitch, no lag. And I know it's because, again, the game's not like exclusively for Game Boy Color. It's, you know, also Game Boy Pocket. But with the Game Boy Color, it does boost the processing power in the RAM. So it can give like authentic, great experiences. And now... don't get me wrong, I'm not switching from Street Fighter 2 as, you know, from my all-time favorite game. But I was just taken aback, like, wait, this is what happens when you actually put the time and consideration into the game. And it pays off dividends. And I'm just like, yo, this is amazing. So kudos to Capcom for Japan, because they're the ones that produce Power Quest there. And also, Sunsoft, I believe, produced the United States version. They just probably just took the source code, ripped it, and just, you know, added in some English dialogue as well. However, the game already comes in 6 languages, so that stuff was already baked in. But I just had, like, probably one of the best times I had with playing a handheld game on a bigger screen just with Power Quest. And it's definitely recommended to see what could have been for, like, a, you know, a Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo, or maybe Street Fighter Alpha. It outdoes Street Fighter Alpha with the graphics, the hit collision, and the detection. I mean, it's not without those wonky parts, but, you know, you're limited to two super moves per character, and there's not a lot of variety, but just the way that everything flows smoothly with graphics. And I'm playing Game Boy games. I'm not the biggest graphics buff, but I understand the importance of it, how graphics are intertwined, and, you know, they're very important within the spectrum of gameplay. So all in all, you have to try out Power Quest. I can't recommend it highly enough. Now, excuse us, we're going to hang out. So this has been the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy Podcast. This has been your host, Frank, and your co-host, Nathan. Say hi, Poopa. Say bye-bye. You want to say bye-bye, podcast? God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.